Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, guys. Welcome back to another episode of High Heat Podcast. We're doing a hockey talk here with the one and only Bryce. We got our Canadian here. How's it going, brother?
No, not bad. You?
Doing good. Spending some time here in Canada for your graduation. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We're doing this episode live. And we're going to go over the semifinals, the finals, and then maybe some already signees, trades, fires, the above. So this episode's basically just going to be for you hockey fans out there. That sound good?
Yeah.
All right. We'll let you jump into, we'll start with the semifinals between the Panthers and Hurricanes, who the Panthers took 4-1. Anything that stood out for you in that series?
I just feel like they didn't really get the best Freddie Anderson that could have played. He was lights out the first two series, and then
just didn't show up for their series.
Didn't show up.
Just is that just credit to the Panthers, or is that just no telling what happened?
Just I took credit to them just for moving on to the next round.
Yeah, the Panthers did end up advancing to their third straight finals, winning the last year's and this year's. But we'll get to that further. A couple fun facts is that the Panthers have won, at this time, 11 of 12 playoff series since Matt Chuck, right? Got it? Yeah. Chuck. And Paul Maurice joined the team, so that's pretty solid. 11 of 12 playoff series, that's pretty good. And then also, fun fact, the Hurricanes at the time lost 13 straight conference final games, longest streak in NHL history, which they ended up ending that streak in game four when they won 3-0. The series games ended up going Panthers game 1-5-2, Panthers game 2-5-0, Panthers winning game 3-6-2, Hurricanes avoiding elimination in the sweep 3-0 in game four, and then the Panthers ended up closing it out 5-3.
And to me, as a hockey fan, I'd say it's, especially in the playoffs, when you get a sweep, it's
not fun for the average hockey fan. That's
no.
Not, yeah. I don't think anybody likes a sweep other than the team that's sweeping.
You want to see the best, because you have the best 16 of the whole season. You want to see them go to at least a game six, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the best of the best. You don't want to see anybody just single-handedly sweeping a series. I bet the Panthers fans aren't complaining, though, at all.
No.
Any more on that series before we move on to the Oilers Stars?
I know they did try and go over the goalie again like they did with Toronto, which I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, moving on to the other side, the Western Conference Finals between the Oilers and Stars. Oilers ended up taking that series 4-1.
Sadly.
And sorry about your Stars, buddy.
Our Stars.
Our Stars, yeah. Yours first, and then you got me to join in. But, yeah, Stars came out hot, man. Start winning the series first game 6-3 and then losing four straight. So, Oilers took game 2, 3-0, game 3, 6-1, game 4, 4-1, and then ending the series in game 5, 6-3. Man, what happened?
So the first game, they were, like, red hot. They were getting power play goals and all that stuff, and then the defense, the fact that they were trying to blame on Andre wasn't really the, to me, Andre was not, definitely not the factor. It was the defense not closing up in time, or rushes down the ice with, and then having an odd man rush.
Yeah, Otter can only do so much, but if he's facing a, a two-man break or a one-man break. You know, it's kind of only so much you can do at that level.
For any goalie.
For any goal at that level, yeah. So if you have your defense break down, puts Otter behind the eight ball, man, that's kind
of
tough.
That's what happened. The last seven games of the regular season, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
defense just didn't close up and they lost.
Yeah, well, for the Stars to make it this far was pretty good accomplishment just because of how you said they did end up the regular season on a kind of a skid. So it was kind of impressive that they did make it this far.
I'm telling you, at the Stars fan, I was really nervous watching those first two rounds. I was like, are they going to lose just like that?
But yeah.
They ended up getting exactly what they did.
They got to the same spot they did last year where they also faced the Oilers last year. And back-to-back conference championships. The Stars did hold a 5-2 series advantage in the playoffs against the Oilers, but I'm assuming that now it's 5-3.
Yeah.
The matchup from, like I said, last year where Oilers won it in six games. Stars were the first time in regular season or playoffs to start an all-finish line.
Correct.
Not the Finnish line, the Finnish line.
So you would have had Mikael Granlund, Mikko Rantanen, Rupe Hintz in the front, and then in the back, you have Miro Heiskanen and Esa Lindell.
Yeah, I saw those names wrote down, and I was going to write them, and then I was like, I'll just let Bryce pronounce them and say them off. I'm sure you knew them by heart. So yeah, I'm glad I didn't write those down. That would have took all the ink out of my pen trying to write those names down, just like we saw in your graduation. Yeah. With all the names.
Well, the names are really crazy.
Yeah, they're pretty long, pretty funny. I didn't know when people started going to two or three middle names.
Or just one name. Or the one that's interesting, congratulations, graduate.
Yeah, they should have submitted their names for that. But yeah, first time ever starting an all finish line. Playoffs or regular season, so there's a little bit of history there. Let's see what other fun facts we got here. So the stretched an end in what did I have here? Shutout streak. Oh, Skinner's shutout streak. Sorry, ended in 99 minutes and 33 seconds by the Stars and a goal in game 3.
Yeah.
So Skinner had a good.
I just wish we got the same skin that the Panthers are. That would be so much nicer.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
And there were a lot of talks going around saying that if it was Stars Panthers, the Stars had the edge.
Did they? Yeah.
Which is surprising.
Yeah, but Panthers did look good. I mean, even if the Stars did have the edge, Panthers were still coming in hot. But yeah, so the during the Oilers Stars also, the first game in Stanley Cup playoff history, failed to score in the first period on the goal on the road in the first eight games. Damn. That's usually not a good playoff stat you want to have. No. Well, it just seemed like Dallas just couldn't get the ball rolling. I mean, they stumbled through first few series and pulling out victories. But, man, when you got to that stiffer competition in the semifinals and championship, it would have been tough.
Nothing I don't understand is the fact that why did DeBoer pull Hunter after two shots on net being goals when they weren't really his fault?
Yeah, we'll get into that later. That might come back to hurt DeBoer later on in his coaching career, but we'll go through the finals first before we get to that. The finals, Panthers and Oilers rematch from last year. Do you remember how many games that went to last year? Was it six or seven?
Six.
But this year, it goes to six again if it was the same as last year. Panthers winning their second in a row. Also, Florida team winning the last four out of five with Tampa Bay going back-to-back. I think it was the 2021. And, yeah, 2020, wasn't it? Yep. Also, fun facts, Perry's.
The good old Corey Perry Stanley Cup curse.
Corey, no one wants Corey Perry on their team.
14 in the last 5 years.
Yeah, he's 5-6 now after losing.
Oh, same team.
Oh, same team.
Oilers last year,
too. I gotcha, yeah.
So that would have been the Stars in 20.
He's with Tampa. Tampa. Montreal won, and then Oilers twice.
Yeah.
So this is five of the last six Stanley Cups that Corey Perry's lost.
Yeah.
And he's been on the losing team.
Exactly.
That hurts, man. That hurts.
I'm like, oh, dear.
Yeah. I read some facts against him, though. He was one of the oldest ones to go on a to have that many goals in the playoffs. So he's playing good. It's not him.
It's just
the teams that he's on just seem to come up just that close every time. Yeah. So that's gotta kind of...
If you're interested to see where he goes.
Yeah. Whoever it is, I wonder if you can place a bet on them being second. Because I'd place a $10 bet on them being second. And maybe win some money. Yeah. If he does, how's that? That's a legacy they left.
I put 100 on that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Unless he goes to a power team, like, if he ends up going to the Panthers, then...
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, Panthers make it again, but lose in the finals because he's on the team.
Dallas.
There you go. That'd be cool. Like I said earlier, the Panthers are the first team to repeat since Tampa Bay did it in 2021.
And then 17-18 were the Penguins.
Penguins did it in 17-18. Yeah. So before that was the Penguins. Gotcha. So not an uncommon thing like in other sports.
It's a little more rare in hockey.
Yeah.
Than it is.
Yeah, but as of late, been a few teams that's, yeah, they kind of keep that core group together for another year and win another one. Yeah. Panthers will have to figure out the offseason.
The Panthers actually did let go of a ton of, like, seven players.
Really?
From their winning team.
Really?
And all these players went to their other teams and they played really good.
Hmm.
Toronto got three of them. They got Steven Lorenz.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Anthony Stolarz.
Gotcha. So, I mean, they just kept just reloading, huh? And went to it and did it again. Well, good on them. That shows their front office and how well they
picked up Brad Marchand,
mm-hmm.
Boston Bruins captain, this season. And they picked him up at the trade deadline.
Well, it seems like it worked out for them. All their moves worked out. I'm sure their front office is getting...
Another thing that I want to talk about is that's Marchand's second cup in 15
years. Really?
Okay. First year was 2011 with Boston. And he's been on Boston for his whole career until this
season. Time to get out. Good time to get out. Yeah. Get on the Panthers and win a Stanley Cup.
From being like the best team in the league to dropping at 30th in the...
He got out just in time. Yeah, he got out just in time.
Feel like
and they didn't even make playoffs, did they? Boston didn't.
No, they were 30th in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, one team I think 3 years ago, going on that 67 something, and they only had like 12 losses, and
mm-hmm.
they still got knocked out in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, he made the right move. Credit to his agent. Get him on the right team.
Yeah.
Panthers kind of dominated this whole series. They had a lead. It was one of the longest in Stanley Cup history. They led the Oilers for 255 minutes and 49 seconds. That's how long they held a lead against a team, which was one of the longest ones. So kind of lopsided, even though there was a few great games in there. I forgot to look up the scores on them.
The one crazy thing about this whole playoffs is just how many goals were scored in the last 10 seconds.
Yep, you had a lot of comeback, 2-3 goals.
Winning, game-winning goals.
Game-winning goals, overtimes.
Yeah.
First three or four of the Stanley Cups games were really fun to watch as a hockey fan.
As a hockey fan, it's always good to see these great teams not finish a game in regulation,
mm-hmm.
forcing it to go overtime, forcing to see how far these players can go.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to test some of your knowledge. This one's going to go way back. All right, you ready for some hockey knowledge? Let's see if you can get this one. Sam Reinhart's game 6, he scored 4 goals, becoming the first player to do so since who? Do you want the year just so you can have a guess? 1957.
Let's see. I would have been negative what?
Yeah.
Negative a lot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that deep
Yeah.
stuff.
Let's see if you recognize this name. Maurice the Rocket Richard. Does it ring a bell?
Maurice Richard.
Is it Richard? Oh, sorry. It's French. Richard, not Richard.
Maurice Rocket Richard. Yeah.
So Richard. So you do know the name?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, the Rocket was the last one to do that in 1957. Score 4 goals in a Stanley Cup Finals game.
Wow.
So good job to Reinhardt, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Or is it Richard?
Richard.
Richard. Oh, you're French. And then also, on other news, another fun fact, a Canadian team hasn't won in 32 years. I had to bring that up, being American here in Canada today. Back when, so who won it last for the Canadians? Who was the last one to win it? Not saying the Canadians, I'm saying a Canadian team. What team you think won it in 1993?
I think it was the Oilers.
Montreal. That was a trick question because I said, yeah. Which Canadian team?
Not the Canadians,
which kind of threw you off, but it was the Canadians. Yeah. And 1993 was the last time Stanley Cup resided in Canada. So, sorry, buddy.
Hey, that was Thursday.
You'd stay in the States.
Yeah, with
Donald. I agree.
I've actually gotten the pleasure to actually see the cup myself.
Did you?
Back in 2011, because the head coach of the Boston Bruins at that point lived here in Navin.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see the cup.
Nice. He had it with him?
Yeah.
That's cool. I bet it's pretty cool in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the status to see how many teams have actually broken it.
Yeah. Yeah. The Panthers did end up breaking the Stanley Cup just on
the Capitals cup part. The Capitals did the one year when they...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Brought into the pool.
Oh, yeah. When Ovi was carrying around doing his Stanley Cup tour with the traveling everywhere with it.
I guess that's another topic, is the fact that Ovechkin has broken the record for...
Yeah. Yep.
Great chase with Mr. Wayne Gretzky.
Ovi has taken over the lead, and I think he plans on coming back next year, right? He said he's not leaving, so he's going to try to extend that score goal lead. And, I mean, he still looked good coming down there. I don't know if it was just because he was chasing the record that he was so intense and trying to do it.
He's always just been a really, really good player.
Yeah, we got to watch him score one of those goals when we went down to Dallas in 2018.
But my boy Sege was just that much better.
How perfect was that game we went to? We go down there for Sege, and he scores a goal in regulation. Ovi scores a goal in regulation, and then Sege scores the game-winning goal in OT.
It was like
2-1. You can't draw that up any better. And it was like a Hollywood movie, that the one game that we get to go watch.
We got to meet him before.
We got to meet him after. You got a stick here on your wall in your room that Sege gave you.
Sege didn't give me the room.
Well, I said the stick in the... Oh, yeah. The stick he gave you in your room. Sorry, yeah. He didn't give you the room. He gave you decoration for your room.
Yeah.
You got all their signatures on the wall. But, yeah. What do you think his ceiling is for Ovi? One more year? 2 more years? Yeah. I think he's just going to try to extend that lead as much as possible.
It's going to be even harder to break.
Yeah. People said that Gretzky's was going to be kind of impossible to break.
And the fact that it was the same amount of time between...
That's the cool part. Yeah. Is that almost the same... I think he did like one or two less games.
Yeah, 1 or 2
But less games. It was very close.
Yeah.
And I think that makes a big difference, because you'll see some of these other records where, say, like baseball, where they say, hey, this guy got the most strikeouts, but he pitched 60 more games than somebody, or 80 more games than somebody. That doesn't – yeah, that's a record you broke, but it doesn't show the dominance that that person that originally had the record. So I think it was pretty beautiful how that worked out, to where – how many games Gretzky played equal to almost the exact same that he made. He did it in like two less, didn't he? So
yeah,
I mean that itself shows.
And the fact that Gretzky was willing to travel all the games, like that's.
I think that's awesome. And his speech, Gretzky's speech afterwards was really cool. Watching that kind of just passing the torch. And like you said, Gretzky followed him around to watch that final goal, which that's got to be kind of heartbreaking as Gretzky, you know, where you're like just watching your record, you know, you're chasing your record, you're following him around at the same time.
You're like, do I want him to break it?
You kind of knew deep down, you probably knew he was going to do it once he got to within that five goal But no, congrats to Ovi. Also, this is where all the moves are starting to happen. We'll finish with a congrats Panthers on the 2025 Stanley Cup, two in a row, bringing the Stanley Cup back to Florida where it's been for the last 4 to 5 years.
It's always in Toronto, but they never seem to win it.
Yeah, it is.
It lives in Toronto. In the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's the closest the Leafs get to it.
It's probably the curse. It's just there all the time, so it doesn't really want to get out. It doesn't want to stay. Yeah.
It's been 55 years now.
It's been a while. They're one of the longest winless streaks.
Canadian winless streaks.
Yeah. So, but a lot of moves are happening. Already players being signed and re-signed or released or
sent to free agent. The Hockey Club now finally has their name.
Yep.
Utah Mammoth.
It's singular, so we just looked that up. Yeah. It's not Mammoths.
No, it's Mammoth.
Which now is like, what, the fifth team that doesn't have an S at the end?
It was five.
Oh, it was Utah Hockey Club. Okay. So Utah Hockey Club didn't have an S on it. We're trying to tell you what teams doesn't have an S at the end of it, which is very rare.
Yeah.
And now that's five teams in the league that doesn't have an S on the end. Utah Mammoth. It was going to be the Yeti, but they got turned down because of naming rights with the Yeti coolers, which I think they could have collaborated and then called their stadium.
Box.
Yeah, or call it the icebox, the cooler, you know. I think they could have had a lot of cool promotions if they kept the Yeti. If I was a Yeti, I'd be like, hey, I'm all over it. Promote your name on top of it. Like, you got a whole team promoting your name? I would have been all in on that as a...
And they could have branded, how to have their brand on the helmets of the jersey.
Yeah, and have their Yeti stuff marker like on there. Yeah. Kind of share instead of having to pay for that advertisement. Say, hey, you get to use it for free if you promote it for free. Yeah. It'd be win-win for both teams. But nope, they're the Mammoth, which I think is pretty cool. Did you see their alternate jerseys, I think? If they do it, I don't know if it was just an idea or not.
Yeah,
they did the colors of the Arizona Coyotes in the Mammoth form and had that pixelated Mammoth that the Coyotes had. I thought it was pretty sweet.
It's cool that they kind of bring back an homage to the
Arizona
Coyotes.
Yeah, I think it was really cool.
In terms of, I think the next 4 years, they are trying to add two more teams.
So add one back in Phoenix?
I would say if they can, or get a team back in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Get a team back in Quebec.
Quebec City still got that huge stadium that they built.
Bring back the Nordiques.
So who do you think would get it? If you had two, if you had to decide between Atlanta, Montreal, or Quebec City, and Phoenix.
Overall, I see Phoenix. Not Phoenix.
Atlanta. Or Quebec City. We keep saying Montreal. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Quebec City, they built that new stadium when I was there in 2014.
Yeah.
Expecting to get a team. And so that thing's been not sitting empty. I'm sure they've used it, but it's been waiting on a hockey team for.
It's a fully sized NHL ring.
So. Yeah, it's a full NHL ring. It's huge. And I think their fan base would absolutely love that.
Yeah, it'd be cool to see them back. But it's to think of, will the Jets be able to let go of that name? Because the Jets were the Nordiques before.
Oh, okay. So they'd have the rights. Nordiques moved to the...
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we'll see. They might have a whole new name. They might be the Poutines. I don't know. Instead of the Nordiques.
Cheese curds.
The curds. The
curds.
I don't know. We'll see. But that would be cool. I think that'd be fun. I think the Quebec City environment and crowd would be amazing for a hockey team.
The Stars have ended up parting ways with Pete DeBoer.
Yeah, Pete DeBoer is out for so the Stars head coach.
It'll be interesting to see if they maybe call...
Who do we say? Who is that?
Marty Turco.
We'll get to meet him.
Bring Modano.
Mm-hmm.
Or Joe Pavelski.
Yeah, so...
He would be a pretty good head coach, I think.
Yeah, so...
Or they can go down the other route of just upgrading the... Assistant coach to head coach.
Yeah, so DeBoer gets let go as head coach. I guess we're kind of leaning towards his remarks made towards Ottinger, which I hate that for him. I know as a head coach, you can't place blame. You can talk about the games and what happened or where your faults were, but ultimately, you know, you can't really just throw shade at your goalie, which is not a good look. I don't know if that.
If you look back on it, it was a penalty that led to the goal,
mm-hmm.
and then the defense totally left him in wide open.
Yeah.
Guess who that player was? Corey Perry.
Well, we can't speculate that was the only reason. I'm sure there's a lot more behind the scenes. But for a guy that's led him to multiple, he was there during the Stanley Cup run, multiple Western Conference championship runs.
I mean, that one game with 76 saves and still lost.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about DeBoer just leading them leading them to all the postseason victories that he's had. It just seems like a tough let go to either be starting over with a new head coach, but that might be just the push that they need to make that next series and win in the next series.
And then you have a couple moves that have already happened.
Yeah, what couple big moves that we already got?
You got Mason Marchand from Dallas going to...
We said he was going. I just looked that up.
Seattle.
Kraken, right?
Going to the Kraken.
Yep.
Another team that doesn't have an S at the end.
Yep, Kraken. One of the few that don't have an S, not plural.
And then we got Dallas Stars re-signed Matt Duchene for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see what happens to all the UFAs. Which, if you guys don't know, that's called unrestricted free agent. Meaning that, I don't really know the meaning. I just know that it's...
It's where he's not signed with anybody. He's kind of in the pool of free agency and anybody can talk to him. So he's not under contract, is what basically UFA is that he's free to chat with anybody and go anywhere. Not saying that the same team can pick him up, but they'd have to negotiate just as much as, like, any other team.
Marshawn was only a 1 year deal, so.
Yeah. And then Jamie Benn. UFA
end of this year.
Where do you see him going? You see him getting picked up, or is he kind of on the outer looking in?
I feel like since they're under Marshman, they're trying to get enough cap space to keep Ben. Because he started his career the very last season that Modano played. So he got to play with Mike Modano before he retired. So the fact that he got to do that, and he's been a captain for 10 out of his 15 years being a star.
Pretty impressive.
If he does go, I wouldn't be surprised seeing longer player of Wyatt Johnson getting the C.
Yeah.
Because not sure what Sagan is. Contract ends next year.
Yeah, they wouldn't give it to him because he's got only 1 year on his contract.
It makes more sense to get someone that's there for...
Or they give him Sega to see and plan on signing him for a little bit more.
That would be...
There you go. That's what we're looking for.
The last time I talked to him, I was like, do you feel like you want to leave Dallas? He's like, no, I don't want to leave. I've done so much better and I don't feel like I want to leave.
Yeah. Oh, his wife, is she from the area?
Yeah,
they got a kid now, wife.
Ren.
Congratulations.
Baby Ren.
Yep.
Jamie Benn's also had a baby daughter as well. Mm-hmm. And congratulations to Ottinger and Kennedy Ottinger for their otter pup.
Yep, Ottinger, the little otter pup. Did they have it or they're going to have it?
They're going to have it.
They're going to have an otter pup, so.
I just found that was so cute,
the way they did that. Yeah, so Ottinger's going to have a kid and they're called the Otter Pup, huh?
The Otter Pup.
They don't have a name yet, or are they just saying calling it the pup right now. That's funny. That's awesome. But yeah, you get invested in these cities for a while. It's kind of hard to leave, you know. You kind of, Dallas would have first dibs on him if he wanted to stay. But it's just got to be a mutual agreement to where their front office is going the direction they want to keep him. But that would be cool if they gave him the C and then signed him for another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then get another cup under his belt. That'd be a good career with 2 Stanley Cups and a good lengthy career.
He's also been 15 years because he won it with Boston in 2011.
Yeah, yeah. So any other moves across the country? I know there's been a few head coaching changes with some of those bottom barrel teams.
It sounded like John Tortorella, a famous coach, might be going to coach the new Vancouver team in the PWHL. There's rumors about that.
Gotcha.
And I don't know what's happening with Robo.
Yeah.
There's talks about Jason Robertson either getting re-signed and then we get Nick Robertson from Toronto, or Jason Robertson's going to go to Toronto to play with his younger brother.
Yeah. There's a lot of dust to be settled in this time because free agency lasts till season starts, right? Leading up to for about a month or so.
Yeah.
So free agency is about a month, month and a half, too. So a lot of what ifs. And next episode we get in with about hockey, we'll probably be talking about free agency signs.
Yeah, and then picking up the 2025-2026 season pretty much.
Yep. 2026 season starts when do they start? October? September, October?
Preseason's in September.
Okay.
I think it's end of September, early October.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I think the season starts pretty much right there.
Okay. So, yeah, quick turnaround for if you made it to the Stanley Cup, but you've had some lengthy time off if you didn't make playoffs. So, yeah. Playoffs start in what, May? May or end of early June?
Early
June, maybe. Yeah. So, yeah, another season in the books. Congrats to the Florida Panthers and Oilers.
Wake up.
Yeah, sorry. 2 in a row, man. That's heartbreaking.
You got the right players. Just
hopefully, you know, I feel like they'll be back. They'll be make some moves. Everybody's going to make moves. And like I said, next episode we're in, we'll be talking about where the dust settles, who's the head coaches, who's the players in New Jersey's are looking like. Not in New Jersey, but in new uniforms, I should say. Yeah. But, yeah, glad we got to get up here. Glad we got to do an episode in person. Always fun doing that.
Yeah.
Always good to be in the Great White North. Get me some poutine.
Yeah.
I got me some all-dressed chips.
Yeah.
And then take me some maple syrup back. It's going to be good, buds.
Thank you, eh?
So, yeah. We'll finish that Hockey Talk series, and that wraps up the 2024-2025 season. And anything to add, subtract?
Thanks so much for having me on again. I love being on here. And
it's a lot easier doing it in person.
Yeah.
I wish we could do it in person more often, but there's about, 1,400 miles between us? But that's what the good old internet's for. We can get on. But yeah, good talk, man. Glad to have you on. And we're going to wrap it up there with a Hockey Talk episode on High Heat, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
All right, we're out.